if the price of oil is like a roller coaster, and just bear with me.
It's a very original metaphor there, Cardiff.
The last 2 weeks have been like the part of the roller coaster where you plummet straight down as fast as possible while you're in a completely dark cave and you have no idea how much further down you're going to go.
And there's probably water.
Maybe. I don't know.
There's always water.
I don't have a great like example for this, like some combination of Space Mountain.
And the log ride.
And the log ride. Yeah, that's the closest I can get to it.
Well, sadly, me too. Anyway, roller coasters or sleds or fast cars. Oil has been on a really wild ride these past couple of years. Starting in the summer of 2017, the price of oil started climbing and climbing and climbing. And up until last month, it did not seem like it would stop. And pundits in the media were saying a lot of things like this.
Oil hitting $80 a barrel this week, the highest point in 3.5 years.
Well, we're at the first wave of higher prices.
Oil will hit $90 by the end of the second quarter of next year.
Crude is staging a comeback, rising about 20% in the past year. So what is driving the rise?
Can we get those bongos? Because that's great.
It sounds great, and also remind me never to say anything too definitively so that, like, we don't end up on a montage like that.
I will try to remind you.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, there were good reasons that the price of oil had been going up throughout that time. The global economy was pretty strong, so people and companies could afford to buy more oil. And also, for a bunch of different reasons, not enough oil was being produced to keep up with that demand, and so that pushed up the price.
But since the end of October, the price of oil has fallen from $86 a barrel to $66 as of yesterday. For such a short period of time, that is a spectacular fall, log ride style. That is more than 23%. And that is today's Planet Money indicator, 23%. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. Today on the show, the huge oil price wipeout, to add another metaphor in there, of the last few weeks. What happened?
This message comes from the Indicator's sponsor, Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums. And they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Support also comes from Season 2 of Choiceology, an original podcast from Charles Schwab. Hosted by Katie Milkman, Choiceology reveals the hidden psychological forces that can lead people to make expensive mistakes. Listen at schwab.com/podcast.
Yeah. Hey, let's check oil because it's coming off its lowest settled since March 8th. How low is it going to go? Let's talk about this precipitous free fall in crude oil prices.
We don't know when this drop is going to stop.
Pump prices have dropped like a rock. The reason, an abundance of oil on the world market.
Precipitous free fall, drop like a rock. Oh my. How the pundits have changed their tune and added their own metaphors in there. The oil price has collapsed big time in the last couple of weeks. And look, it is always hard. It is maybe impossible to precisely know what is driving the price of any given market. But in the oil market, it seems like there's a combination of reasons that are acting all at once to bring down the price. Here they are.
Reason number one, oil producers in the U.S. have produced more oil than expected. Like, a lot more oil. In the past year, the U.S. oil industry has produced 25% more crude oil than the year before. That is the fastest pace of growth since the 1950s. And almost all of that growth comes from frackers, those U.S. oil producers that have found a way to extract oil out of shale rock.
Yeah, and the reason that frackers have produced so much more in the past year is precisely because the price of oil had gotten so high, so they could sell oil at a higher price and make more money. But of course, by producing more oil, the frackers also eventually helped to drive the price back down, because the price of oil goes down when more oil is available to buy.
And here's the second reason the price of oil might be falling, and that is exemptions to U.S. sanctions on Iran. So Iran makes a lot of its money from selling oil to other countries. And the U.S. sanctions on Iran were partly meant to stop Iran from being able to sell that oil. And the sanctions would do that by threatening to punish any country that would continue to buy oil from Iran. But earlier this month, the U.S. gave out exemptions to 8 countries that would allow them to keep on buying Iranian oil. The countries that were exempted included China, India, South Korea, and Turkey. And these are the biggest buyers of Iranian oil.
Yeah, and those exemptions surprised a lot of people. And the exemptions matter because it means that Iran can keep selling most of its oil onto the global market. And again, the more oil that's available on the global market, the lower the price of oil. And in fact, that might be the very reason that the exemptions were granted in the first place. The U.S. wants lower oil prices. President Trump has made that consistently clear.
The third reason that might explain why oil prices have been falling? The global economy. The global economy is still growing, but that growth is slowing down. And when global economic growth slows down, the demand for oil also gets weaker. And that makes sense if you think about it, because when the economy is growing more slowly, not as many people have jobs, people aren't buying as much stuff, so there are fewer trucks shipping things on the road, there are fewer people driving to work, companies aren't growing as fast, there's a little less construction, so people are buying less gas. And of course, gas is made out of oil, so people are buying less oil, and the price of oil goes down.
Yeah, and just last week, to give you one example, analysts at Moody's Investor Service released a report predicting that global economic growth next year would be significantly lower than it is this year. And even OPEC, that's the cartel of oil-producing countries that includes Venezuela, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, even OPEC believes the demand for oil next year will be weaker than it previously thought.
Fourth, the price of oil could be falling because the U.S. dollar has become stronger. So barrels of oil are priced in U.S. dollars. And when a country that uses a different currency wants to buy oil, it needs to first buy dollars. But since dollars are becoming more expensive, it means that the oil is also becoming more expensive for those countries. So that country will end up buying less oil. Again, demand goes down. So the price of oil also goes down.
Yeah, and we'll leave you with one final point here, something we've said on The Indicator before, which is that the oil price tends to overshoot when it goes up, and it also tends to overshoot when it goes down. And that could be what happened when the oil price went up and up and up until October, and it could be happening now as it falls. Oil is a powerfully cyclical market, and often the sheer momentum of moves in the oil price makes that price keep going too far in the same direction before it reverses. So following the price of oil can give you whiplash, which is kind of like, Stacey, kind of like a roller coaster.
It came back around.
Yeah.
Like a roller coaster.
Like a roller coaster.
Oh.
We're just going to keep going.
Special thanks to listener Ryan Hample, who asked us on Twitter to answer this question of why the oil price was falling. And if you are curious, we use the Brent crude oil price rather than West Texas Intermediate. And also special thanks to Reuters analyst John Kemp, who's been on the show before. His latest writing on oil was a big help in preparing today's episode. And this episode was produced by Constanza Gallardo.
This season of the StoryCorps podcast from NPR is all about reunions. And on this week's Veterans Day episode, friendships forged on the battlefield and the road to reconnecting decades later. Episodes are available every Tuesday.